the debris that came from the beach, you see, tore that all to pieces, and it wasn't, you couldn't do nothing with it anymore. We had to start all over new.
Now, when you were young, had they kept the horses and the animals around here, and
that roamed outside all the time, excepting the ones that you wanted to keep, that you had to have around your place, like the farmers. Well, they had little pastures that they would keep their animals in.
They were fenced in?
Yeah, they'd fence in a pasture, which I did here. As I told you before, we had oxen, you know. Most every farmer here had a yoke of beeves, we call it. And we'd pull corn with that, hook them on a wagon, break the corn, do our plowing. Some of them would haul cotton. Now, my daddy, I told you that a while ago, he was the first fella to ever open up a cotton gin. Well, some summers, the marsh would be dry here. Well, they would break a trail. And one of the first old settlers was over, I told you, was the Vaughns. Old man Jake Vaughn, he had two or three yoke of oxen. And he lived far down on the east end. And he'd haul cotton, two bales of cotton, on a wagon at a trip. And I was a young kid, about, I guess, from 10 to 12 years old. And he'd come and stay all night at my daddy's. And the next morning, he'd tell Mama to get me ready. He wanted me to go with him. And he'd bring sugar cane with him, and me and him would sit up there, and them oxen wouldn't go no faster in a walk, you know, and not a fast walk. It'd take us all day from here to make the trip. But we'd sit up there and chew sugar cane and talk, have a big time. He was a middle-aged man, and I was a kid. Well, when he'd get toward just the end of the Chenier, I had some of my relatives there. Have you ever heard talk of Dr. M.O. Miller in New Orleans?
Yeah, he owned a lot of land out here.
Yeah. Well, his daddy, we on this end, that was a nephew to my mom, father and daddy, mother, the old man.
Mm-hmm.
So, they had trucks, or they had horses with wagons that they'd take it down to the river, and that cotton was shipped to Galveston. It's the only place they could go. They had boats that would run there. And I'd go with that old man. Well, we'd go today and come back tomorrow, next day. That's the way it was handled.
Do you ever remember, before you had barbed wire fence, you remember the old type fence you had here?
Yeah, they had log fence.
Uh-huh.
I helped put some up in a lot of places.
How were they made?
Well, they just pick out big oak trees. That is not too big, because we had to handle them with oxen and then pile them up by hand. And they might start the bottom with pretty heavy stuff, and then the top, you see, as you go up, they pick out lighter stuff. And they cross them like this. And go right on down, you see.
Mm. Built fence. They didn't go straight, they went.
No. You see, they couldn't go.
The fence didn't go straight, it went.
Like that, that's correct.
You say?
Right. Just like a W.
Uh-huh. Zig.
Yeah, but not too much. Well, they built, some of the houses was built out of that. There was an old house stayed that was built up there. You notice where those two grocery stores are at?
Yeah.
Well, right up where the Pecan Island grocery store's at, right around in that neighborhood, there was an old Mr. related to Mr. his grandpa.
Mm-hmm.